Hey, Roquan Barrett, Salih, CBS. How comfortable are you now with the second year in this defensive system? And from a front seven perspective, how beneficial is it to getting guys like Carter and Bellamy back alongside you?
Oh, that definitely means a lot. You know, having two guys like that who actually had the opportunity to actually go to the next level, but actually chose to come back and, you know, compete for a championship with the defense. And they pretty much know that the defense is going to be really good this year, and it means a lot. Just, you know, having everyone back and, you know, guys not being complacent and guys actually wanting to get better each and every day.
Front row here, right side.
Michael Braden from Saturday Down South. When Nick Chubb and Sony Michel announced they were coming back, did that provide like a spark to the locker room heading into this year?
Oh, that's definitely big. When you have two guys like that, two of Georgia, like, some pretty decent run, well, not decent is an understatement, but like some great running backs like that coming back, choose to come back. And it just means a lot. You know, your offense is going to be a lot better with two guys like that choosing to come back. And I'm just excited. You know, that's kind of behind us right now. The guys are here, so they're just committed to getting better each and every day.
Right side in the back.
Roquan, it's Brandon Sudge with the Macon Telegraph. So, in up in your front seven, how do you see these freshmen kind of joining in, both on the pass rush and on the inside?
You said like how the freshmen are like coming in and like with the pass rush and the different things like that. Yeah, I think that's pretty big. You know, all the freshmen, like, I've been watching the guys, you know, from afar and, like, being hands-on with them, and I think they're coming in, they're working their tails off, and they're just, you know, trying to learn everything they can and just taking advantage of the opportunity at hand.
Left side, third row.
Russell Terry, WMSP Montgomery. Roquan, coming back as the leading returning tackler on the team and obviously the leader of the defense, what do you do to get your guys to do the right things during the summer to really gel as a unit?
I would say more so, you know, I lead by example, but as well I'm being vocal as well. And the guys just, you know, a lot of the guys, you know, want to be great. You know, they don't want to be, you know, good is the enemy of great. So a lot of the guys want to be great. And, you know, a lot of them, they look up to me and they see how I go about my things and the way I work. So that speaks for itself. And then vocal as well. And I'm there to help my guys out at any time.
Left side, front row.
Roquan, the offensive line was an issue for Georgia last year. You go up against those guys in practice every single day. How did you see them progress in the spring, and what do you expect to see from them in fall camp as they continue to progress?
Well, I think a lot of the guys progressed throughout the season and whatnot, and like then watching from afar during the spring, I thought a lot of guys was getting better. A lot of the guys were gaining more strength in the weight room, and they're just, you know, going about their craft in a different manner.
Front row, right here in the middle.
What are the players at Georgia think about playing Florida in Jacksonville every year? Would they rather see it whether campus to campus in Jacksonville every third year? What do the players think about playing that game in that location?
Well, like me as a player and me speaking for many of the other players, I don't think we really much, you know, care about like where the game is being played at, because at the end of the day, it's like it's football and like it's a drive, you know, whatever, but it is what it is, and we're there to play football, so I don't look at that as much.
Back right corner, name and affiliation, please.
John Wilkerson, Sports Radio in Knoxville. What was last year like? A lot of tough losses. How much does that fuel the fire going into this season?
It has everyone motivated, and, you know, everyone wants to get better. You know, like, we came up short a few times, so we don't want to be stuck in those same shoes again this year. So, like, everybody has that in the back of their mind. So, like, when we're training, working out, when we're doing everything like that, it has a different feel for it, for sure.
Any other questions for Roquan? Barrett, front row.
What did you see from Jacob Eason from a maturity standpoint, you know, as he got pushed this spring from Fromm coming in? Did you see him progress as the leader of the team?
I definitely seen Easton progress even throughout the season or whatever. And then, like, from this spring, even though I did not participate, just watching from afar, I felt like he got a lot. He gained a lot this spring. I think he's going to do pretty awesome this year, for sure.